Well, it was fairly quick, Pam. We found out the market was going to be sold at auction, and we had to get over there quick to take a look at it, and did our research fairly quick on cattle numbers in the immediate area, yeah. and then the auction came up. We had a couple conference calls with our board of directors. They kind of set our budget for us. We sure. We had to do some rough numbers on work that was needed, and kind of where we thought our up and running cost was going to be in addition to the acquisition cost. But we were the successful bidder at the auction then. We'd had a little bit of room left on our budget that they gave us for acquisition, but we were pretty – there was a lot of excitement at the auction when they found out who we were and what our intention was with it. They were – local community had a lot of excitement to have a functioning auction market right back in town. There's a smaller market on the other side of town, but it just seems like they're not I'm not sure what the deal is. They just don't seem to be as embraced by the local community as well as could be, I think.
Tell me about the market itself. How many animals? Where's it at? Give us a little sense of the dynamics.
Sure. So it's Maquoketa, Iowa. So it's probably halfway between Dubuque and the Quad Cities. So it's east central Iowa. Mm-hmm. It's a facility built in the 60s, built pretty state-of-the-art, pretty phenomenal office and sales arena. It's got the stadium-style seating. It'll seat about 400 people, much bigger than anything we need, but it's already there. It's, yeah. Pretty much ready to go. It just needs some little tweaks. The big thing probably is the scale that's there is pretty well deteriorated, so it's going to need a new scale. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our glitch point at this time is trying to get that all in place. Scales are not easy to get put in. They're not cheap, so that's going to string us out a little farther than we would have liked to be. But again, it's a facility that's been closed for quite a few years, so there's not an operating business or a schedule to try to maintain. So we've got some time, and our board and our management team all agreed that before we open it, we want to make sure we've got it the way we want it. We're going to be able to hit the ground running and just go, and it's not going to be a construction in progress while we're trying to start some things, and so it'll be a good fit. Looking at probably mid to late summer, just depending on how quickly the scale comes together. But there's a few other things we need to do too, or take some pens out, put some sorting alleys in the back, and some of that kind of stuff. But real large facility, definitely hold plenty of cattle. Well laid out, well designed. A lot of markets you see, it's like they had an afterthought to add this wing on, to add that on, and this one is not like that at all. It's pretty well designed right from the start, so should be pretty efficient once we get some tweaks made and get up and going. So
sounds like it's a good sized facility. How many cattle were they running about their peak, and what turned it into an idle facility?
Oh, they're telling us they could do 3,500 head, 4,000 through that facility in a sale. And honestly, the family that sold it, they had a son-in-law that was running it, and unfortunately he passed away of a heart attack in 2008. And that's kind of when they idled the facility. They just didn't have another family member looking to step up and do it. Mm-hmm. There was another gentleman tried to put some things together 2015, 2016, but just couldn't get his feet under him and get going, so the family still held it, and they just decided it was time to part with it. It operated as the old United Auction facility for anybody in the area that may be familiar with it, north side of Maquoketa.
Mm-hmm. So now you're an acquisition at a time when a lot of folks might have thought, not so much so, or hearing headlines about cattle numbers at historic lows and all that type of thing. Why did you still and your board, because this is a co-op, and your board feel like it was still the right move?
So our board and our management team have been doing some strategic planning we started it right before COVID, and then it kind of got put on the shelf while we were in survival mode for a while there during COVID. But, we got back to it here, and really one of our main issues was how do we market more cattle? How do we serve more producers? How do we take our services that we offer in our current footprint out to more producers? We've looked at a couple other facilities that have came up recently. Some of them just didn't make sense, with what was there for competition, what was there with cattle numbers, whatever the case might be, what the acquisition price ended up being. But this one just it just made a lot of sense with, I mean, you take those five or six counties right around Maquoketa, mm-hmm. right around Jackson County, there's almost 500,000 head of cattle there, and then you sneak across the river and there's another couple hundred thousand head in Illinois there. So yeah. Definitely a lot of cattle. And again, this is a facility, if we were going to try to build something like this, yeah. you know, you're looking at, yeah. you know, $6-8 million. So, you know, you get into something like this for a fraction of that, mm-hmm. it's definitely, and you know, you look there's not a lot of competition down there. Like I said, there's a small sale barn on the other side of Maquoketa. There's a couple more 45 minutes to an hour away if you go to the north and the west. But, you know, they're pulling a lot of cattle from, you know, from right along the Iowa-Illinois border and that southeast corner, because there's not a whole lot down there. So we just thought it was a good location. And you know, we have a lot of services, you know, being a farmer-owned cooperative from the marketing side, but also with our credit corporation, our risk management stuff. And, you know, we've got a lot of other services besides just the auction market that we can bring to the producers in that area. So
to make your auction work, though, you got to have buyers. Did you talk to buyers about this potential new opportunity? What did they have to say?
We talked to several of our main buyers, you know, and they were excited for another opportunity. You know, we all know that, you know, there's a few markets out there running now that struggle to get enough volume to make it viable. But they see the same thing we did when they look at the area. There's a lot of cattle there. You know, nobody's really sure where they're all going. I think they all go a lot of different places. But I think if there was a good central place there, I think a lot of them could come through there. And again, you know, if the buyers are there willing to pay, and a facility like this, we'll be able to hold cattle for them and take good care of them for a couple of days if they need us to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of potential, especially with some major investment in a new facility coming online in Missouri there. This isn't too far away from that, so it could be some good opportunity to help feed that facility.
Kurt Larson, along with the CEO, Equity Livestock Cooperative, talking about their new acquisition in Maquoketa, Iowa. Let's talk a little bit about that magnet that you alluded to. There's cattle around that area, and this comes after you shuttered one of your facilities in Wisconsin. Tell me a little bit about cattle congestion in Wisconsin, in the Midwest, Kurt. Everybody's, again, like I said, talking about the lack of beef cattle out there, and Equity does more than beef cattle. I'm just generalizing. But tell me a little bit about what you've noticed in your career at Equity with cattle concentration, Wisconsin, the upper Midwest.
Yeah, so, you know, we're getting ready for our district meeting circuit, going through our financials from last year, and, you know, we've really been struggling to try to grow those volume numbers the last couple of years. We're hanging right at that 600,000, 605,000 head the last 3 or 4 years. You go back before COVID, we were 700, 725,000 pretty regular. You know, we've been doing some research just to make sure that we're still serving the producers we need to serve. And what we're finding is you look at the checkoff collections and they're seeing basically the same thing. So, you know, it's not like we've lost cattle to a competitor or direct mm-hmm. or whatever. We're still handling the same percentage, maybe a little bit more percent. But there's just not as many cattle here as there had been previously. So, mm-hmm. And it's really all categories. It doesn't make any difference if you're looking at beef cows, dairy cows, replacement cattle, or, you know, fed cattle or feeders. You know, I guess.
How do you strategize when you're looking at, like we said, cattle numbers that are going as low as we've seen since the 1950s, calf numbers that are back as low as the 1940s? How do you strategize as a cooperative to keep those facilities in place, keep your buyers interested? And like you said, the numbers don't lie.
Right. You know, we're seeing, you know, as far as some of the replacements and some of the feeder cattle, we're seeing more privately placed cattle right now than through the auction. Now, fed cattle, we kind of see the opposite because of where prices are. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the producers are wanting to make sure they get the best dollar. So the whole going direct thing's not been as great here lately as coming to the auction and having mm-hmm. more bidders bidding mm-hmm. on your cattle. But again, the private placements of the feeders and the replacements has been a little better. People can get, you know, a lot of feeders can get what they're looking for. They kind of give us the order. We go find them for them. They kind of tell us the weight, the price, what they're mm-hmm. looking for. Mm-hmm. Saves them a lot of time. They don't have to sit in mm-hmm. several different sales to try to put an order together. And the same thing with some of the replacements. You know, there's a lot of beef cows, a lot of heifers out there moving right now, just largely because of the prices of them. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's what everybody wants to take home. So, and again, if you're selling, it's nice to know what you're going to get for them before they leave the farm. Mm-hmm. With those replacements and the feeders, it just kind of depends on who's at the market on that day and what they're willing to pay.
Right.
So, you know, 1 week can be really good because the right people are there. And so you send your cattle the next week and those guys don't show up and the price is not as good. So, you know, at least when they do it privately, they know the price is agreed before they ever load them to leave the farm. And so that's been good. It's, you know, and then too with our credit corporation, we're able to help finance some of those cattle for some of those folks that want to either grow a cow herd or want to feed some cattle. So there's been some uptake on that here, especially with where interest rates have gone and some of these banks don't have a lot of appetite to try to finance cattle.